drawing on a year-long immersion with a group of friends who choose horses over gangs and violence, and their struggle to keep their ranch from going under. Hernandez pushes back against stereotypes to reveal an urban community in all of its complexities, tragedies, and its rebirth.
Walter, I found this book to be a very interesting new perspective on American history. What inspired you to write this book? What inspired you to get into the African-American cowboy?
I was really inspired to write this book after writing the New York Times feature story. It was a story that I think deserved a lot more than 1,500 words. And I think it was a story that, you know, really required me to delve deeper into the lives of the cowboys and of the ranch and understanding, you know, the really rich history that they are a part of.
African Americans and people of color in America are much more integral and have been much more integral to cowboy culture. But yet we've been left with the image of the Marlboro Man or of John Wayne when we think about cowboys. How are the Compton Cowboys continuing that tradition?
Right. So one out of every four cowboys on the Western frontier, right, were in fact Black. And after the Civil War, you know, there were really limited opportunities for Black folks in the South. And so, you know, a lot of folks who grew up with horses and had sort of like horse riding cultures in their families decided to move out west, places like Texas and Louisiana, where, you know, they were allowed to work as cowboys. Black cowboys were some of the most daring and adventurous cowboys in the West, and they were really prominent and known for that.
One of the things that I really found interesting in your writing is your ability to just bring out these deep and personal moving stories out of these characters and just bring them to life on the page. How were you able to make such a deep connection with these characters to just bring out these stories in such a compelling way?
I think ultimately it was trust, right? I think the cowboys saw me as not just a writer or journalist. I think they saw me as someone who was part of the community and as potentially a friend. And I think that's maybe what was different about this experience, right? Is I think historically the case has been that, like, you know, a lot of like white writers and white journalists parachute down into communities of color. And I think my experience is a bit different. You know, I'm part of the community. I live 10 minutes away from the ranch. And they sort of knew that my intentions were pure, that I would tell a really honest story that wouldn't put them on a pedestal and also wouldn't portray them as villains. And so I think that really helped that I was also a member of the community.
As a product of the 90s, it's hard not to appreciate the complexity that is Compton, California. On one side, you have this amazing hip-hop culture, but on the other side, you have this violent gang culture. The Compton Cowboys sit in the middle of that. And in the book, they have this amazing slogan, "Street raised us, horses saved us." What was the difference? What were the changes that these horses brought into their lives?
Absolutely. So I think in asking and spending time with each cowboy, right, like I really learned about just how much of an impact the horses had on their lives. Throughout each interview and, you know, spending more time, I realized the horses were essentially an alternative to the violence and gangs that existed outside of the ranch, right? And so what I learned was that there's such a stark difference between seeing a Black man on a horse and a Black man walking on the streets of Compton. Every time the cowboys saddle up and get on the horses, the world treats them in such a different way. It almost feels like the horses become a shield that really protect them from the violence of local gangs, but also from police harassment. They've experienced a lot of death in their life and a lot of violence, and a lot of their friends and relatives who aren't cowboys, you know, haven't had the same luck. And so to hear those stories and to also see that, you know, to see the actual differences in perception really made it clear that their slogan wasn't, in fact, an exaggeration, but really an actual count. The streets of Compton absolutely raised the Compton Cowboys, and their horses continue to save them.
As awareness of the Compton Cowboys has grown over the past few years, what has been the reception? What has the response been like from the Compton community itself?
Well, they're really celebrated in Compton. I think a lot of people, just like the experience I had when I was 6 years old, you know, like a lot of the young people in Compton like love to flag them down and to yell at them and to celebrate them. And I think for the most part, the reception is really warm and welcoming. There's also a lot of people, you know, who don't know about the Compton Cowboys and who have this sort of aha moment each time they see a black man or a black woman on a horse. But for the most part, you know, it's a pretty positive perception. I tend to work on stories that take me far away from home, stories that take me to continents and different parts of the world. And so for me, it's been a really sort of beautiful experience to be able to be back home and to write about people who I strongly identify with, people who look like me, people who speak like me. And it's been a really powerful experience, one that I'm incredibly grateful for.
What does this new resurgence of the American cowboy in communities of color have to say about where we are in America and the types of ways that we're looking at our most classical images that define us as Americans?
I think it says a lot of different things. I think number one, I think if there's any potential backlash against the representation of black cowboys, you know, becoming a mainstream thing today, I think part of that is because potentially, you know, white cowboys presented such a sort of pristine and iconic interpretation of Americana. And I think for a lot of Americans, potentially having a black cowboy representing, you know, cowboy culture and this vast Western frontier in the American West is kind of shocking and jarring. It's completely contradictory to the image that maybe some white Americans subscribe to. But I also see it, I would love for us to really get to a point where it becomes normative to have black cowboys in our society, in our world. You know, I think what Lil Nas X has done is really important. What the Compton Cowboys are doing is really important because they are trying to normalize the experiences of black cowboys and black cowgirls to people across the U.S. And I think that's really important.
Beginning to see a shift internationally and domestically as to the way that we view this cultural image. You know, we have films like Django Unchained. We have your book and these Compton Cowboys. Are there other cultural images that we're beginning to re-examine to better fit both the history and the reality of America as it is?
I mean, I think a lot of things. You know, I think that American culture gets exported around the world and has this like global impact, right? So we can make the argument that pop culture around the world has historically been American pop culture, right? For a lot of black and brown people around the world who have been cowboys their entire lives, to them it's not a sensational thing, but I think it's really important to have these counter representations of cowboy culture in Nigeria and Brazil, all over Latin America. You know, the John Wayne archetype to me is something that is, you know, antiquated and shouldn't really be the idea of how we think about cowboy culture.
For more information about Walter Thompson Hernandez and the Compton Cowboys, please visit wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Yemi Oyediro.
Then I would not exchange my home on the range where the deer and the antelope play, where seldom is heard a discouraging word and the skies are not cloudy all day. Deer and the antelope play, where seldom is heard a discouraging word and the skies are not cloudy all day. Low, low.